The management of rectal cancer has changed dramatically in the last few years, particularly with the increasing use of neoadjuvant chemoradiation therapy, and I met with Dr. Dan Haller, editor of the Journal of Clinical Oncology, for his take on this and other important recent trends in the clinical approach to these patients. Dr. Haller began our conversation by commenting on the initial evaluation of the patient.
This is the classic paradigm for multimodal therapy. I think that an institution that does not have a clear and well-defined multimodal approach to rectal cancer shouldn't be treating rectal cancer patients. End of discussion on that one.
What are some of the things that you consider essential for the initial evaluation of these patients?
Well, the first thing, obviously, is having some endoscopic evidence of where the tumor is, because there's a vast difference between low rectal cancers, where a colostomy and an AP resection may be required and sphincter preservation may be paramount in the patient's mind, or the high rectal lesions, which in many instances we see more as colon cancer, where a primary surgical approach through the abdomen and a low anterior resection is required. So that's the number one thing we need to know, obviously, and also, do they have localized disease or is there radiographic evidence of metastases?
So are you saying that in the higher lesions you don't use neoadjuvant radiation chemo?
That's open to question. I'll get into that in a moment. One of the things we also can do is we can get a CT scan that day if patient's not had it, so that we don't go off on a tangent talking about sphincter preservation, et cetera, if the patient has widely metastatic disease.
What about endorectal ultrasound? Is that an essential part of this?
Absolutely. And
who does it?
There's a lot of, we have both gastroenterology and one of the surgical oncologists do it. And it's absolutely essential. The two modalities that are mandatory in rectal cancer, in Britain, MRI is most often used. And in good hands, it's a very good staging tool that's probably equivalent to a good endoscopic ultrasound. EUS is obviously somewhat operator dependent, and it becomes more difficult to interpret the lower down in the rectum you get. But in the high rectum, in the mid rectum, you have about an 80% accuracy for the T stage, with more likely overstaging than understaging, and about a 60% accuracy for nodes.
Should a medical oncologist in community practice be uncomfortable if his patients with or her patients with rectal cancer don't have access to endorectal ultrasound?
Yes.
Because it happens, for sure.
It does happen. We've seen people, and I'm absolutely horrified that someone went for preoperative chemoradiation therapy without an endoscopic ultrasound to show that they even had stage T2 disease.